tight. I'll talk about the Sugya of Medida. So the Shabbos, we're trying to stick to the Antif angle. Shabbos also?
It happens also sometimes.
We'll do both. Why is Medida Aser on Shabbos? Which is the same with the Yantif. So the Chayim Yishayin. The Rambam says it's Aser because it's a Gezerah to make a Memchah. Memchah is Aser on Shabbos, Gezerah Shem Yichtayv. So since Medida is very similar to Mecca Memchah, Chazal Aser it also. And everybody asks the Chayim, it's Gezerah, Gezerah. And the answer is Kul Chayim Gezerah. It's Rashi in Beitza talks about Nala Makadash on Shabbos. Rashi says, aye, it's only Aser on Mecca Memchah. Memchah is Gezerah Shem Yichtayv. So Rashi, Kul Chayim Gezerah, you wouldn't need to say in the Rambam, that's Kul Chayim Gezerah. That's the Rambam Shita. Tarsus says it's also because of the Chol. Halacha Ma'aseh, the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos and the Rabba and Tarsus Shabbos and the Shmura, all our friends say it's of the Chol. Ramesh Hashem Zaman speak out. Ramesh says since the Isser of Medida is only of the Chol, there should be no Isser with someone taking his temperature in Shabbos. He's not talking about electric temperature, he's talking about an old fashioned thermometer. He says since the Isser is of the Chol, so Ramesh taking temperature is not a Ma'aseh Chol. Hashem Zaman says, It's not over the chol, it's over the chayli, he says it. So chayli should be no problem. Ramesha at the end sounds like there's a tzad to say it's a problem, and therefore someone should only take it if they're sick. I'm not sure what else they would take it. And Rosh Hashanah holds as much of the gemri, and Locha Maisa, most places can hold on Shabbos, there's no history of taking temperature with an old-fashioned thermometer. Shaking it could be a problem, makapatish, and other problems with the actual taking temperature on Shabbos. Because it's broken, now you make it useful. Make it clean, make it something useful. It's like a bent fork. It's not useful. Until you shake it, it's not useful. And now you made it useful.
But there's many other ways you can make it useful.
How?
Leave it out in the normal temperature.
But now that it's broken.
It's not sure it's broken.
I don't understand the thing. If you leave it out, it'll start working also.
What about the lead ones?
Yeah.
Take
an hour. Okay, I don't know.
Take a few minutes. I'm
not sure how it works. That's Lagabe Shabbos. So Shaila is talking about Yontif now. Why is it not a Chol? It's not a Ma'aseh Chol. It's a Ma'aseh Chol. Like Rosh Hashanah, it's a Ma'aseh Chol. Something that's taken for a person. It's not over the Chol. Over the Chol, indeed, there's something you do for counting business Chol or things like that. Something that's done Yuchat for a Chol or Yuchat for people. It's not a Ma'aseh Chol. So our Gemara, the Gemara says, Hanachta moidim tavlim and Nisim Saikli Rasai Kadesh Lekia Tavshu. Hanachtaim could measure his tavlim in order to put it into his pots. It shouldn't burn his pot, meaning it shouldn't make it too spicy. So Machlokes Rishonim, is it only Hanachtaim or is it all people? The Torah held that it's only them by Hanachtaim. So why are we only them by Hanachtaim? Machlokes Rishonim in the Machlokes Rishonim. The Rashba learns that a nachtoim makes a large quantity. If he messes up, it'll be a hefsek gadol. Therefore, Chazal, I guess it's the Rabbanu, Chazal allowed a nachtoim to measure only a nachtoim. The Meiri learns that since a nachtoim is making a large quantity, it's very easy for him to miscalculate. If you have small amounts, you just keep on adding a little in until you get the right amount. But if you have a big, large amount, if you don't know exactly how much to put in, you don't know exactly how much you're putting in, it's very easy to mess up. That's really why Nachtam is mutter. Opposite Nachtam would be a case of a Baal Bayis was a lot, which if the Sfar is will mess up, if a Baal Bayis will mess up also, or if it's something that's a hefsek for Baal Bayis, even if it's a small amount, it could be tossed also. Obviously Nachtam is the two reasons. That's Shita's the tour. The Magen Mishnah says, everybody's mutter also. So why does it say Nachtam the Gemara? So Magen Mishnah says that's the normal case. Chazal picked the normal case. Usually Nachtam is one who measures the Yam Shalim. And Marshal says the reason why I picked Nachtam is because it's a Chiddush. You would think that Nachtam is not allowed to measure because a Nachtam usually knows how much to put in without measuring. So behemoth the Shalim Tzarech. Zok the Gemara. Even a Nachtam who usually doesn't have to measure, he's allowed to measure on Yontif. Halacha Maaseh Mechaber does not say the word Nachtam. Sounds like Mechaber holds says, and anybody's allowed to do medida for tavlin on Yontif. The Magen Avraham speaks out that even though Mechaber allows all people to do medida on Yontif by tavlin, since nowadays we're not so makbid on our medidas exactly how much you put in, and some Rishonim hold it's only a hetter for Nachtam, therefore, unless it's a case of Tzarech, unless it's a case that's necessary, if you don't measure, you should not measure. So, Bekitz and Shmuel goes like that. Also, Bekitz Halacha Maaseh is that in order to measure tavlin, it's only mutter in a case where it's necessary to make the food taste good. If the case is not necessary, where you could do without it, don't measure. And Mishpura speaks out in Tav Kovah, which is talking about this kemach, that if you want to add a kemach into your food in order to make it lafis, to give it a little texture, so Mishpura says it says, if it's valid, if it's necessary, if you can do it, you're allowed to do it. That's not also my step, it's necessary, it's mutter, if not necessary, it's not mutter. The question is this heter that we're allowed to be moide tabla when it's necessary, is that a heter by Hilchos Yontif only or by Hilchos Shabbos also? What's the two stodim? Is it mutter because it's eichel nefesh? My Yontif is special heter eichel nefesh. Or you could say no, it's not a heter eichel nefesh. It's a heter mitzvah shel mitzvah in Shin Vav, the Makabe Paskis, that mitzvah shel mitzvah is mutter. So maybe you could tie now that medida by food, which makes the food taste better, is a din mitzvah. And where do we find that making your food taste better is a din mitzvah? This is the Be'alacha in Hilchos Shabbos. The Be'alacha talks about doing a shvus by man shmash and sarach mitzvah. By man shmash, you're allowed to do sarach mitzvah, you're allowed to do other abonants. Be'alacha says, even if this mitzvah is just adding on to Oinik Shabbos, on the Be'alacha, that's considered a mitzvah. So you see the concept that making Oinik Shabbos is a mitzvah, so maybe you could say who a din. By this din medita, it's not only the heter of Shion, but the heter of Shabbos also, because it's considered medita shel mitzvah.
The whole heter was either you have the Rashi heter or the Gemara's heter, right?
According to the Rashi's cheshbon, which has to be called out like that. According to the Eri, when Shabbos is necessary.
They were not.
Whole different lamas.
They made exam, right.
And according to the Meiri's art, where the Pshat is, it's hard to do it, so it could be it's mutter in all cases, it's hard to do it. But the Mice, we don't go with the Rash Meiri. We hold Medita's mutter across the board. We don't go with those lamas. We hold Nachlov Zladach. So that those Rishonim is really not Allah.
The Rishonim wasn't
Dachlov. Those Rishonim hold Nachlov. They're explaining why Nachlov only. They hold it. All your shame holds not after milk. It's a heter because it's tzarech. It's a tzarech. It's necessary to make the food taste better. So I would have thought it's a din yontif because yontif was supposed to be before because it's in beitza, right? It's in hilchos yontif. Especially, why would you think it's by Shabbos? By Sodesh Mir Shabbos says it's din by Shabbos also. One second, this heter for measuring by Shabbos also, not kavina. For if someone wants to add, you know, spices to their chalons, in the case that it's mutter, you're allowed to measure it out if it's in your chalons there. The same as Adover is that way. So Yontif is the same. So I found there at Agav. I was looking something else, and someone's been saying it. The Prima Godim and Hilchos Shabbos speaks out of Feirish by Yontif only. Speaks out black and white. So Prima Godim, the Shabbos Shabbos, Mister Prima Godim, Prima Godim, a different simon. Shemkov Gimel, the Medida Shemvav, and Shemkov Gimel. He says over there, he brings down the Yisham, which is really our Gemara, and Agav he throws in Yishno. It's only had to by Yontif. So the Shemesh Shabbos is connected to Prima Godim. And Shemesh Shabbos is very, very interesting. He writes his halacha on Yontif, and the Bam he says who in Shabbos. So it's not the whole thing is funny how he would
ask.
Sarach Mitzvah. Sarach Mitzvah's answer. Sorry? If it's Hilchos Shabbos, like it would put in Hilchos Shabbos, why would he put in Hilchos Yontif? No, why would he? There's a section. Yes, Medida Shabbos, Medida Yontif. He puts it in Yontif, and the bottom is Hilchos Shabbos. I would assume he would edit it back once he got to that point.
He only goes
okay. Okay, I'm not going to handle the Shmir Shabbos there.
So and what is the reasoning behind the decision? Meaning, whether any Shabbos is involved
or not? Right.
Why not? I mean, I guess it's like...
It's a bit chiddish to say that everything that's...
One of those things, like, what's the line?
What's the get at of it? We see this Be'alacha by the Be'ash Shemash. So, Shaila is the Ma'am Adidah. How much is that?
What do they do with Shabbos?
What they do?
That Mr. Bayez in the Tzufay.
Yeah.
So it says, talks about writing Shabbos, that they certain times do certain things.
Okay. Doesn't make it not a mitzvah. No, I'm
not. That makes it a mitzvah.
Oinik Shabbos is a mitzvah.
You say the Medida is not so awesome.
Right, you could say mitzvah is mutter.
I'll give you an example. Let's say you're allowed to cook a thing with certain mitzvah on Shabbos. What does it mean? Everything is certain mitzvah. You're talking about business, and you're things with money, such as Shabbos. It's like one of those things. Like, what's
I've heard that before already. I wanted to set in my own Oinik Shabbos. It's usually not used. By Amir Lenach, there's no heter on Oinik Shabbos. You know, Oinik Shabbos is the Rabbanon.
I thought we said
that
at the end, it's only
Tzarech Mitzvah. Tzarech Mitzvah is Oinik Shabbos is a mitzvah. Oh, so
Oinik Shabbos is not a
mitzvah. Food. Oinik is food. makes it. This is pure Shabbos. Again, it's connected to Prima Gardim, so we're not trying to figure it out.
Prima Gardim would be masked by a real mitzvah.
Real mitzvah, yeah, it's Mechavis. Mechavis is real mitzvah's mutter.
The question is, so now we're coming to the assumption, which is for Prima Gardim, that it's a heter because Eichel Nefesh, right? The question is, in a case where it's not so necessary, why is it still awesome? Eichel Nefesh is a klal tocha. Anything that's necessary for food is mutter. So what? So if it's not 100% necessary, also on its answer, we don't handle enough as yontav. It has to be exactly 100% necessary for mutter. Not. Where do we see that concept? Okay, so why is there also medida on food that's not 100% necessary? So the Rosh really addresses this. The Rosh says like this: V'tamayim mishum the yachol dimday me esmo the lav tzarach kadeira the name is layifka b'taima is layyakiyach tashatashol. This is the words. Mishum she yachol dimday esmo you're able to measure yesterday. The lav tzarach kadeira it's not so important that it's going to ruin your pot. Now, the chayyus is Rosh is very interesting. Remember from the beginning of the Sarah Lamar presented, but I'm going to show you whether. Is a different by Eichel Nefesh, the Chilik Eshmer Yontif or not. And the Rosh is one of the sheets we're showing in the world, there's no Chilik Eshmer Yontif by Eichel Nefesh. So why does the Rosh wake up by Medida and say it's also because Eshmer Yontif? He doesn't hold Eshmer Yontif. What's the Cheshmer of the Rosh? So the Rashba has a very similar Lashon also. And there's a Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, which the Rashba is Sefer on Moedim. Rashba is a Sefer on Chedushim, he's a Sefer on Avodas HaKodesh on Moedim. And on the Avodas HaKodesh, there's a Magia called Avodas, it's called. It's a very big Arichas on there. And he's been saying to Chuvus Kohenim. Chuvus Kohenim is like this. So Chuvus Kohenim explains why Medida is Aser. A Medida Aser, if Neshu Roy Lassus came Erev Yontif, the Leitiru Machshiri Eichel Nefesh, El Dvarim Shiesh Lassus came Erev Yontif. Zoktish Chuvus Kohenim. That medida is considered machshir echol nefesh. The third lum this is that since it's not so important, it's not like when you're making your food tastier. That's echol nefesh. Something that just agav making your food better because you're pre making the food. That's begeder machshir echol nefesh. So it's mechidish. There's things that are actually done with the food. The bar that's not necessary. They have a din machshir echol nefesh. So the doctor was going, which the chayyim shine the rush that. Since it's not so necessary for the food, and it's not really making the food better, it's just making it easier for you to measure to make the food better, that's the beginning of Makshir Echol Nefesh. Makshir Echol Nefesh, we pass like Rehuda, the Makshir Echol Nefesh, Yashmai Abyan, it was awesome. That's the Chor of the Cheshman of the Rosh. The problem with this Cheshman is, they need to figure it out now. Let's say you have a case where it's E.F. Shmer Ergantiv. Let's say, for example, with Edith's Tavlin, right? Tavlin, if you do an Ergantiv, if you smash the Tavlin Ergantiv, they're going to lose time. Right, so Tavlin, you're allowed to take on Tavlin. You said Mishnah, Dr. Dalit said, let's take on Tavlin. Why? Because Tavlin go bad if you do it Erev Yontif. So Fidus Cheshman should come out, and Medidas Tavlin should be mutter in all cases. Why? Because the Eshmer Erev Yontif. So then, how can we hold the Medidas Tavlin only mutter when it's necessary? And if not necessary, mutter. It's Mashiach HaNefesh. So we're stuck. So to say the Rosh held, it's like two reasons. First of all, no, Messias is.
The Rosh say that's
Eshmer Yontif.
It's not because.
Certain things are not.
He's saying Tavlin, he's put
my Tavlin. Then the Gemara says Tavlin is not Eshmer Yontif, so it's not Eshmer Rosh. They say the Rosh means, for Kolistic, it's Eshmer Yontif in some cases. And even if it's not Eshmer Yontif, it's also because it's Begin Eshmer Yontif. In other words, it's worse than regular Eshmer Yontif. It's far removed from the food. It's something that should be awesome, because it's not really a ticket for the food. Just in certain cases, when it's necessary, it's Mutter. When it's not necessary, it's also the Gemara. It's worse than Eshmer Yontif. Something like that. Look, the Magen Avraham brings down this Rosh. Magen Avraham says the Divan Vart. He says, the Magen Avraham, and he brings down this din from the Rosh. He says like this. In the beginning of Tav Kof Vav. Anyway, then why? Dabi Yachol Limdai Me Esmo, Kama, Vigam Lav Tzar Chederu. So the Rosh said it's one part. The Rosh says Eshmer Yontif, it's not necessary. The Magen Avraham splits it up into two parts. He says, first of all, so Yachol Limdai Me Esmo, that's one sibul why it's Aser Medida. And the second reason is not so important. So Dr. Master Shaka, why does he say two reasons? Because the Magen Avraham has a Ramah. The Ramah holds by Eichel Nefesh, it's Eshmer Yontif, it's Aser. So Mela comes out, if the Magen Avraham, there's two reasons why it's Aser the Medida on Yontif in a case where it's not necessary. First of all, it's Eshmer Yontif. And even if it is the Eshmer Yontif, it's still, if it's not necessary, it's Aser. which would come out. And in the case where it is necessary, meaning it's important to have a measuring of this food, if it's Eshmer Gan, it'll be Aser. So very nice in Tafkuf Dal by Tablin, the Shulchan Aruch is Soysim to say that it's Mutter. That Tablin's Mutter in the case where it's necessary because Tablin's the Eshmer Gan. But in the case where it's Eshmer Gan, it should come out that it's Aser. Tell what that is. In Tafkuf Vav, the Shulchan says that a case of Kemach, if it's necessary for the food, he preached Mutter from Mugadim, it's Mutter from Medina Yontif. The Shulchan does not speak out that it's only when it's Eshmer Gan. So God, the Shabur, when he brings down this Mangar Rav, he doesn't bring down that Chilak at Eshmer Gantif. He drops the whole Eshmer Gantif. The question is why. So, I saw in the Simchas Yantif on Beitza, so someone wants to tell you that this din of the Ramah, that Eshmer Gantif, any of Eshmer Gantif is also to do, it's only by Dina Deiraisis. It's only by real Malachis. But anything that's only in the Ramah, even the Ramah is masking Eshmer Gantif and Eshmer Gantif. And then Lefidus, you can explain that's why Mishnah Berurah dropped this among the Ravam, and he held that even it's Eshmer Yontif, that's not it in my Medina. So I'm one problem with this. The Ramon Tavkuf talks about doing Melicha on Yontif. And Melicha's Oichim is only in the Rabban. We hold a Melicha Oichim. And yet the Ramon holds, if it's Eshmer Yontif, you have to do an Erev Yontif. So it's not like Yontif. So, I don't know exactly what the Shavuot, the Chayyim Shavuot should have spoken out that if it's Eshmer Yontif, it should be Chayyim to do it on Erev Yontif. I did see that they have these black lavush, they have a new lavush, and at the bottom they have guys from the grandfather of Chida. And the Chida speaks out, his grandfather Chida speaks out that by a case of Eshmer Yontif, it's Chayyim to do an Erev Yontif. So Chayyim Shavuot Vais should come out that even a case of Medina's Tavon is Mutter, it's a case if you do an Erev Yontif, it's Chayyim to do an Erev Yontif, or do an Erev Yontif the Shinoi. But the stam doing the stam, and in the case where it's mutter, it's another tonight, it has to be Yashmer Yontif. Fine. That's the Gabe the Etzem thing. Back to the Gemara for a second. You don't need it, that's it. That's clear, that's like the Gemara. That's only a Nachem's mutter, only the Gemara's. Why? It's the same because it's not really a together, in order to make sure you do it with an Ein Yafeh, right? So what's Ein Yafeh? So the Rabbanon, there's an Indian, I guess, a Chiyuv Indian, to his mind of the Mikdash at least, to be moided to do 1 in 24. Echav HaChavtal, that's the Midrabbanon, there's a Chiyuv to do it that way. So my question is, Rabbi Shmuel, is it winter for you to measure your flour in order for the lady to be in Yafeh? Because she doesn't measure, she doesn't think she's doing enough flour. She didn't stingy with her Afashas Chala. So Mela, Rav holds, but therefore we allowed her to measure it. And Shmuel says, no, we don't allow you to do it. It's like a Rav and Shmuel. And Tosfos speaks out, that's all talking about Bizman of the Gemara, where they did 1 in 24. Bizman is there, where we take a masher, we burn it. So there is no Din Ayin Yafeh. So according to Rav, it's Aser to do it. There's no Heter Medida for Chala. And Tosfos says that it's more Din by Pesach, that we also match is also Aser. The Rosh speaks out, no, Rosh says according to Rav, we pay some as Mutter also, because there is some sort of Tzarech to it, because you make your dough too big, you come to Chametz. And the Ran says that if Guliyam on Pesach is Mutter, the Machlokes said Pesach exactly what to do. Questions like this. By Shabbos, we say the Medida Shal Mitzvah is Mutter, right? So why does Shmuel hold that the Ayin Yafeh is Aser? The Chayil Ayin Yafeh is a din, Medida Shal Mitzvah, enhances the Mitzvah. So why is it Aser for you to do Medida Ayin Yafeh? What's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? They're arguing Medida Shal Mitzvah is Mutter. Now they can't argue, that's a Bereshit Gemara. Bereshit Mishnah. Mishnah says the Erevin and the Erevin. You've got to be Moideid. You're big for the Seedus 40 cents. Finish your Mishnah, but Dinah Shemitz is Mutter. So what's the thing, Rav and Shmuel? What? That's. Ah, so Hidden Mitz is Mitzvah or not? Ayin Yafeh is in Rabbon Al-Khair. Rabbon Al-Khair, Dinah Shemitz is also Mutter. Tchum, first of all, according to most places, Tchum is Rabbon Al-Khair. Tchum is Mutter to do Medida also. And we don't find anywhere that the chayyur that there's a chayyur in the rice rabbanon and made the mikvah. Made the mikvah there rabbanon the rice.
It's a real
mitzvah. Rabbanon. So, think of stuff like this. Before I say this answer, I want to say another kasha. Let's say different title. Let's say this man is there. A lady has flour in her cabinet, right? She has flour in a container. She doesn't know how much flour she has. So Allah says, if she has 5 pounds of flour, then she makes a bracha on a fresh challah. If she has 3 pounds of challah and up, 3 pounds of flour and up, she makes a fresh without a bracha. Let's say she has flour, and she's not sure if it's 4.5 or 5.2. She's not sure exactly how much it is. Can she go along and measure this flour or not? Why would she measure? If she measures it and she finds that's more than 5 pounds, she'll make a bracha. So that would be a medido. It's a mitzvah. It's creating a mitzvah of a bracha. It's creating a mitzvah of a bracha to Rabbana. Would it be mutter now? We'd say no, the same way in Yafa is not mutter. This is also not mutter. What mitzvah is that considered?
Could this be a straight-up
question? The Mechaber in the end of Shin Ches, Nukus Muksa, talks about whether a clock, which is really like a sand clock, a sand timer, is it Muksa or not? The Mechaber says it's a Sopik. Zok the Mogad Avram, what's a Sopik? Because you're not allowed to use a sand, what do you call it exactly, a sand clock, on Shabbos, because it's an Isimadidu. What?
Hourglass,
okay. Are you allowed to use an hourglass? You're not allowed to use an hourglass on Shabbos, it's Isimadidu. Back to the Mogad Avram. Let's call it the mitzvah. You know why? Because through this hourglass, you're able to find out, you're able to know exactly what time is mincha, you're able to time yourself to get up to learn. On Shabbos, there's use of mitzvah. What am I going wrong now? That's not a heter mitzvah. It's a gram mitzvah. A gram mitzvah is not considered mitzvah. Mitzvah has to be be'etzim mitzvah. You have a mikvah, not sure if what you saw. You made the mitzvah kosher. You're not sure if you have a shir tchumu now. And you measure it, now you know you're in the tchum. That's be'etzim mitzvah. A gram mitzvah like tomorrow is not a heter mitzvah. So in front of you can say also, the case of Ayin Yofer, that's not making the mitzvah. Be'etzim you can be machish. She doesn't do it because human nature is that she's cheap on her dough. The only thing she knows about it, she knows that that's a gram mitzvah. So what is Rahul? So you can say Rahul gram mitzvah is mutter. That's one way to say it. But the other way I want to say it is, I saw this that Machlokes Achronim, whether this din, this idea of the Gemara and Beta, that you should be Moedid Rechal in order to Makash Ayin Yafa, is that Stam a nice thing to do to get Ayin Yafa? Or, the Goyim wants a Taina, it's a Din Rabbanan now. Since a lady is cheap on her Rechala, Mela the Chazal and Takana, you should go alone and you should moid it. That's what the Goyim says. So feed this, it's a big chesh, connect all the Rishonim. I saw Chaim Kansky on Chazal, he says the Goyim connect all the Rishonim. Maybe Rav held that this Medid is Din Rabbanan Be'etzim. But we don't give it to Grandma. That's a new Takanas Chazal to measure. Maybe that's the Chazal in Rabbanan Shmuel. Let's leave this back to our other Shiloh. The lady wants to go along and measure her flour to get to know if it's five pounds. That's kosher mitzvah. That's not gram mitzvah. That's mamash mitzvah. It's creating a matzah of making a bracha. So even according to the third, even according to Shmuel, the lady's not sure if she has 5 pounds. She's allowed to measure it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Tov. One more Shiloh. Measure a full of water. What? mitzvah. Again, the whole thing is over the chol. Suppose my Yibul is mais mitzvah. Say the mais mitzvah. One more shayla. The in Tafkof, we saw that the besides the Isser of Dina on Yantif, the Isser of weighing on Yantif. It's also the same exact Isser. So the person talk about, it seems like the way they used to, before they had the plastic charts, told you how big your matzah had to be, they used to weigh their matzah. They used to put whatever weight they had on one side of the matzah, on the scale, and then put the matzah on the other side. And that was a way of knowing if you had to shear kezayis for your chiv of matzah by the seder. So the handle of your ladder do medida, not medida, but mishkal, weighing on yontif to know if you have the shear of matzah. So the Kach Chaim brings down the Pesach Tvir, held those water. The Kach Chaim says on the Pesach Tvir, leave Megumgum and it's not supposed to be his water.
It's not necessary, just take more.
So the Pesach Tvir speaks out because the way his case was, they're afraid if he takes more, either he won't have enough matzah, or he's afraid he's not going to be able to eat matzah later on if he has too much. And the case where it's necessary. So the Shmish Abba, Shlomo Zalman speaks out, he says, I don't understand what the Kach Chaim is talking about. It's Kesh Machaber, the Medida Shal Mitzvah is Mutter. Mali Medida, Mali Mishko. How can the Shmish Abba go chosen? So, I saw in the, is it again? In the Kiyan Tari of Allah, when I had to go Svar, in the Jews. He says, I don't know what Shlomo Zalman is talking about. The Magen Avraham and Tavkov. The Magen Avraham talks about Medida, it talks about Mishko. The Magen Avraham says, even though my Medida, the Lacha is, if you're a little, well, let's say a guy wants to measure a liter. So instead of measuring a liter, he goes a little less than a liter, a little more than a liter. He doesn't do exact amount. As long as you're not exact amount, that's not Medida. Medida has to be exact. Once not exact, Chazal and Nasir. The Magen Avraham says, that's only by Medida. When it comes to Mishko, it's Aser. Why? He says, because Medida, if you're off, it just looks like you're pouring things in the cups. When it comes to weighing, if you're off, it still looks like you're a Maisachol. Weighing is Be'etz and Maisachol. Measuring just looks like a regular alpha action. Zok the Kidin Tarim Alava. You see from here that Mishko is a more Chomer of the Chol than Medida. So how can you? So the Chav Chaim is right. Can we write from Mishko to Medida? How can the Kidin Tarim Alava? So. What? Okay. Zok Shem Zalman in the Nushke Shabbos, which is from the Tikkun Olim, he answers back this time. I don't know if he saw this time, but he answers back. He says, right now, like you, he says that one of that Terim Medida is for Tchumim, which means you take a measuring stick and you count how far you're away. Now that looks like more Maisachol than anything you can have with her. Yeah, that's Mutzarach Mitzvah. So you see that even bad looking things are Mutzarach Mitzvah. Now, so I saw a Pesach Tvir inside. I looked up inside. It's like a 5-page tickle. It's very hard print. But what he said was, you want to tell him, he says he doesn't get involved this whole he asked the Kashi what his Magen Avraham. He says, you're tiny. He says, what do you mean? The Isser is over the Chol. Chol's not my mitzvah, it's not over the Chol. So that's the one that what looks more, doesn't look more. We see that in the case of the Chol, Chazal says the Magen Avraham was after. So who cares which looks more, worse or not? It's a Hetra Furish. So then someone showed me, that's a Fesher Ritzvah. Ritzvah at the end of Shabbos, the last Ritzvah in the second Shabbos. So he talks about over here, Medida Shal Mitzvah. So he says, like you want to tell him, Medida Shal Mitzvah is only Mutter if it's Sarach Shabbos, Sarach Shabbos itself. You can avoid, you have to avoid. Then he says, Avalasa Maisa Mishko Unida. There's no answer. You see from the Ritzvah, the Ritzvah put Mishko and Mida as one thing. What? What? I don't think there's anything where it says Mishko and the Mitzvah. Only the one Medida. What? But you see, Tzarek Mitzvah, he says, Avot Tzarek Shabbos, Medida Mishko, that's the only Tzarek Shabbos. Where do we see the same? You want to say it's only the answer? Okay, I hear. So why is Alcha Maisa the Heineken voice from Minyan that Mishko is Mutter? Shlomo Zalman says the way, kind of guesses go that way, and the credit on Pesach, if you want to measure your, if you want to weigh your masses, you could go ahead and do it. Fine. Weigh. Alright, we're going to do Teuche next. I think after the Teuche, we're going to try to do some sort of Chazar, because it's very,